Another meeting this week, the Senate Education Committee, with several bills of interest.
Yes, one of the bills, Senate Bill 875, is a bill I had filed multiple times before. I don't remember how many years, and we had just an exceptional hearing on the bill this year. It deals with the organization, the non-governmental organization that governs Missouri's activities, extracurricular activities, Missouri State High School Activities Association, and we just call it MISHA. They're an unelected, in some ways unaccountable group that decides who plays, how they play, what the rules are, just does a lot of things there. And for years, we have been trying to open up our high school extracurricular activities to home education students, students that are educated at home, but still would very much like to participate in group activities like debate or track or high school band. A lot of them play instruments, and a lot of them have athletic abilities, and they'd love to compete. They'd love just the opportunity. MISHA, until just a few years recent, has banned that completely. Under some threat of some earlier bills that were filed, they softened their stance a little bit, but still required students who are home educated to have a certain number of hours in the actual school building. I think it's 2 courses per semester that they require. It's interesting, that happens to be the number of courses that are required in order to count that student, in order to get state money for that student, even though that student would really rather be at home learning with their siblings and their parents. We have been trying to change some of that. The other thing that we've run into is we have at least one high school, there may be more, who requires a student to be full-time enrolled. Even if they're home educated, they have to be full-time enrolled in order to participate in any of their extracurricular activities. And we had some folks testify at the hearing who have been subject to some of that, and it just so happens that they were home education students. I wish you could have been in the hearing. You would have really enjoyed the professionalism and the preparation that these young men, it happened to be 3 young men that testified in support of Senate Bill 875, and they were just exceptionally prepared. We home educated our children, and I can imagine that that probably became a home education project in one of the courses that they're studying at home, whether it's literature or whether it's speech or debate or something. That more than likely became a project for them because they were well prepared. They had their testimony written out. They addressed every issue that actually you would consider in terms of the impact of group activities, the impact of team spirit, the impact that this could have in their education. It was just superb testimony, and I was thrilled to sit there next to each one of those young men and listen to them testify, as I think was every committee member. You can almost see how enthralled they were. The really kind of interesting thing that happened, there was no opposition testimony in the bill, but there was one lobbyist who testified on behalf of the school administrators, and his testimony was for information purposes only. We have 3 phases of testimony that can be offered in Senate hearings: proponents, opponents, and information testimony. And he sat there and described why the schools wanted these young men and women to be in their chairs for a portion of time because they couldn't be sure of their character. It must be pretty embarrassing to sit and listen to those 3 young men and see the character that they demonstrated and then come up and testify that, compared to what you might see in your local public school, and testify that the reason that we want those children to have to be enrolled in the school is because we're not sure of their character. It was almost laughable. I have to admit, I was a little embarrassed for the witness. He was hammered pretty hard by a couple of the committee members because they also found it somewhat ridiculous. But that was the only testimony other than support that we received. I was really pleased with the hearing. It was a terrific hearing. Everyone really enjoyed the hearing.
As we talk about education, there's another appointee that I guess has been heard by the gubernatorial appointments committee. And
yes, that's right. She, along with 4 others who were appointed to various positions in government, were considered by the gubernatorial appointments committee. She has terrific background and I think will be a terrific add to the state board. But it does draw us to the difficulty that our state board is facing. When we look at some of the statistics, you know, back in 2007, there was just 35% of Missouri 8th graders who scored proficient or above in math on the national assessment, the NAEP test. Most people know as the NAEP test. And by 2017, 10 years later, that number had grown to 38%. So from 35 to 38% in 10 years, given those numbers, we're sending about 600,000 students every year down the path to be adults who can't adequately read or write. That's what's happening today. In 2016, we found out that just 22% of all Missouri high school seniors met the ACT benchmarks for college readiness in four tested subjects. And so 22%, I don't know why we would ever be satisfied with 22%. DESE reports that nearly 90% of high school students graduated on time in 2016. That sounds like a good number, doesn't it? Until you find out that 43% of them were all that were considered college career ready. But we're graduating them at 90% rate, but almost 60% of them are not prepared to live an adult life. And so those are the kind of things that our State Board of Ed has to wrestle with. We have a system that is very content with the status quo, and I challenged this appointee, and I do think she will take the challenge seriously, to consider those numbers, to look at what other states have done. You have states like Mississippi, like Florida, Louisiana, I think even Oklahoma, who have seen significant improvements in their outcomes of education over that same time period. And yet they're doing things that we refuse to consider in Missouri. They're doing things that offer parents choice. We have studies that demonstrate that choice improves education outputs across the board. And yet we can't break that monopoly mindset. My challenge to her was to be open-minded to things that those other states have done and to see why we can't do some of that in Missouri, and as a state board, to take whatever action is under their jurisdiction to try to promote it.